And Ram. Excellent. Everyone gather round. They came reluctantly as the summons spread. Once they were all there, I cut Moma's jugular. The blood did not come fast, but it came. A small spell made each drop flash when it reached the fire. I seized Narayan's right arm, forced him to put his hand out and let a few drops fall on his palm. Then I turned him loose. All of you, I said. Kina's followers do not like spilled blood. There is a complex and irrational explanation having to do with the legend of the devoured demons. Narayan told me later. It has a bearing only because it made the evening more memorable for those men once they had the blood of their fellow on their hands. They did not look at me while they endured my little ceremony. I used the opportunity to hazard a spell that, to my surprise, came off without a hitch. It turned the stains on their hands as indelible as tattoos. Unless I took it back, they would go through life with one hand marked scarlet. The jamadars and priests were mine, like it or not. They were branded. The world would not forgive them that brand if its meaning became known. Men with red palms would not be able to deny that they had been present at the debut of the Daughter of Night. Nowhere did I see any doubts now that I was what Narayan claimed. The dreams were powerful that night, but not grim. I floated in the warmth of the approval of that other who wanted to make me her creature. Ram wakened me before there was light enough to see. He and Narayan and I rode out before the sun rose. Narayan did not speak all day. He remained in shock. His dreams were coming true. He did not know if that was what he wanted anymore. He was scared. So was I. Chapter 39 Long Shadow had fallen into a permanent rage. The wizard Smoke, a trivial little nothing, was stubborn. He was determined not to be enslaved. He might die first. A howl echoed through Overlook. The Shadow Master glanced up, imagined mockery in the cry. That bastard Howler. He had pulled a fast one somehow. No one else could have freed Shadow Spinner. Treachery. Always treachery. He would pay. How he would pay. His agony would go on for years. Later, there was damage to be undone. There was that damnable little wizard to be broken. What had happened at Stormguard? The obvious assumption was that the Lifetaker character had been her. Dorothea Senjak had been in Taglios. Of that there was no doubt. But she did not have the powers to battle Shadow Spinner to a draw while ensuring the defeat of his armies. Who had that been with her, bearing the lance? The real power. A flicker of fear. He dropped his work, climbed to his crystal chamber, looked out on the plain of glittering stone. Forces were moving. Not even he could grasp them all. Maybe that had not been her. Maybe she was gone. The tamed shadows had seen no sign of her for some time. Maybe she had gone north again after taking her revenge. She'd always wanted to rule her sister's empire. Was there an unknown player in the game? Were Lifetaker and Widowmaker more than phantoms conjured by Senjak? The shadows thought some power was guiding her. Suppose Lifetaker and Widowmaker were real beings. Suppose they had put the notion into her